to Senate Bill 29, revise certain fees for special inspections and examination of certain weighing and measuring devices and certain standards and testing equipment. Joe, thank you very much for your patience.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Joe Germstead, Weights and Measures. I was here a couple of weeks ago, as you recall. Can you hear me pretty good? Last time we met, the committee expressed a desire to amend the statute to give Commerce the authority to recover no more than actual costs in performing special request inspections and work in a state laboratory. Jackie, she's handing out the amendment. With Jackie's help, we have with us today the amendment to 37219.1. See if I can find that. Page 1, line 14. If a special or emergency inspection is requested, a charge not to exceed the actual cost of such inspection, including cost for personnel, equipment, and mileage, shall be made and assessed against the requesting individual or device owner. On page 2, line 9 through 12, Commerce and Regulations shall charge a fee not to exceed the actual cost of such inspection, including cost for personnel, equipment, and mileage. On page 2, line 23-24, if a special or emergency inspection is requested, a charge not to exceed the actual cost of such inspection, including cost for personnel, equipment, and mileage. These are the changes. And it's real simple. We are amending the statute to give us authority only to recover the actual cost to perform this work.
Can I get somebody to move the amendment? Senator Sutton, Senator McCracken, okay, for discussion purposes. Any questions of Joe on this? Any questions?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. And you left the part in the maximum is $80, right?
No, we didn't.
Per hour.
No, we did not.
You struck that.
We struck it. So we're charging the actual cost it takes us to perform the inspection.
And that fee would be set, maybe, Mr. Chairman, pursuant to rule?
The fee is set by the charges the other programs incur on us,
okay,
such as the mileage rate.
Further questions, Senator Sutton?
Well, Joe and I had extensive. Now, you're telling me the cost that you are going to charge, the actual cost that Fleet and them are charging you, and you're just going to pass that on then to...
That is correct.
To the...
The mileage rate right now for heavy-scale trucks is $1.18 per mile. And right now we're charging 40 cents a mile. So what this bill would do, we would have the ability to charge $1.18 per mile that we're charged by Fleet and Travel.
Okay.
Further questions? If not, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Further proponents of Senate Bill 29 with a pending amendment? Further proponents, are there opponents of Senate Bill 29? If not, we'll close the committee discussion and committee action. We have an amendment for us. Any comments on the amendment? It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Senate Bill 29 has been amended. Further comments on Senate Bill 29 as amended? Senator Sutton.
Well, if I may, Mr. Chairman, I just think that I was one of them that had a problem with the excessive fees, and I don't think that it's this department that's charging them. I think it's the others that are charging them, and they're passing it on. So if I have a problem with the fees, or if as a committee, we need to in-depth with Fleet and some of these others and ask why it's costing that much for them to do business. So with that, I would move a due pass on Senate Bill 29 as amended.
Okay, Senator Sutton moved due pass as amended, second by Senator Brown. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 29, go on the floor. Due pass is amended. We'll vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call a roll.
Poe? McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting? Brown?
Aye.
Brunson?
Aye.
Senate
Bill 29 will go to the floor. Due pass is amended.